Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Well, somebody give Steve Miller a cheeseburger so we can get this rock and roll show started. Oh, we are starting this rock and roll show. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. The Steve Miller Band kicks it off this week with a classic, Living in the USA.
It's Friday afternoon, Rick. It's a beautiful spring day, and I think we need to play very much music as loud as possible.
Well, that's a good one. That's a great candidate to get it started. I like songs that sound good coming out of Camaro with its windows rolled down. You know, you got those mag wheels and that glass pack going. And that song coming out just sounds like summertime to me. It's summertime here in D.C. today, about 80 degrees and beautiful. Best time of year to be here.
The humidity hasn't started yet. You don't have to have the air conditioning on yet.
No, it's wonderful. And we don't always give the weather report on Ivory Towers Radio because it is usually all about the music. But somehow, at this time of year, the music weaves its way into the weather, into that good feeling in your soul. And you know, it's different for us to start off a show with both of us saying, hey, it's wonderful. It's springtime. It's great to be alive. Well, you know what? That's how I'm feeling this week. And I don't know about you, but I think we've got some great music ahead for folks to pick them up and to get them in that mood.
And play it as loudly as possible.
Well, that goes without saying. We of course, are the place where we recommend that people always play their music right there, smack dab at 11 on the dial. Not to say that we're all going to be in the major chords this week. Steve Miller, famous for that sort of 3.5 minute song, more or less got away from what he was doing there. People don't associate him these days, but back then, when he did Living in the USA, that was when people used to call his band the Steve Miller Blues Band, and he was at the Pantheon of Sound out of San Francisco.
It's funny you mention that, because Steve Miller is, of course, a Dallas boy, and when you stop and think about his music and you listen to it, like you're talking about, Rick, early on, it's got all the earmarks of Texas blues. And someday we'll do a musicology lesson and start with Bob Wills and go all the way to Meatloaf, and we'll show everybody how it all sounds. Came from the same thing.
Yes, indeed. And maybe that show is coming up sooner than we realize. Maybe sometime this summer we'll get to that. And we're in the mood for summer music, but you know, this time of year in the spring, sometimes you got to have a little rain before the summer.
treasure, wide in fame. You bow unto your god of gold. Your pride of might shall be your shame. For only God can lead his people back unto the earth again. Oh God, pride of man, broken in the dust again. Thy holy mountain be restored. Have mercy on thy people, Lord.
Sugar magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
growing in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I've seen double. Pays my ticket when I speed.
She comes skimming through rays of violet. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come, I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
jump like a whiz in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Sugar magnolia, ringing that bluebell, caught up in sunlight, going out singing or walking in the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines in the summer night, moonlight, crazy in the sunlight, yes indeed.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I take me out and I wander around. I wander around. Sunshine daydream.
Ah, the Grateful Dead, Sugar Magnolia. Just let me turn that ching-chong off on the other speaker there. That, of course, the Dead from American Beauty in 1970 as we did a little San Francisco psychedelia here on Three Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. We started out with actually new music from a band called Howlin' Rain, song Dancers at the End of Time, from a new record called Magnificent Fiend, and in the middle, Quicksilver, Messenger Service, Pride of Man. That's from 1968, when Rick and I were very, very young and barely remember that at all. But that Howlin' Rain new music, Rick, that's actually from somebody from a band that likes that sort of thing and wants to emulate it.
Well, it's wonderful new music. and it fits. It sounds modern, but it brings a lot of those old San Francisco influences right up to the present day. I loved it. It's a nice discovery.
That band is fronted by Ethan Miller, who had previously been the front man for a band called Comets on Fire. So I guess we all know what young Ethan liked to listen to when he wasn't playing with Comets on Fire.
Indeed, indeed. Well, more interesting music, more music with a mood attached, coming up right after this cross-promotional announcement. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowersradio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Are you sure you got the right number? Is it me you want to talk to tonight? Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of food. You left me all alone, but here I am. Your goodbye was even colder. Didn't bother you, I was crying. Now you wanna break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. You got back to my name in your little black book. Tell you what, I guess you forgot how I even look. Yes, you did. So go ahead with all your sweet talking. Go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dive with the talking. Then I'm gonna hang right up on you. Cause this time you're not getting through to me. I guess you must be running out of fools. Even fools like me. Running out of-
take the subway to 42nd and Broadway. Check my downtown mailbox. Check my downtown mailbox. Always felt much better when I got me a letter.
Might be in California, a New York.
Betty Lou Harris. You never can tell. C'est la vie here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we played two Ivory Towers favorites and perhaps one who will be. We started out with Nico Case, Running Out of Fools. A good song for us, huh, Rick? That's from 2002, an album called Blacklisted. And in the middle, Laura Cantrell, a Lucinda Williams cover called Letters from 2005. And Rick, I learned something when I picked this song. That's a Chuck Berry song. Did you know that?
I did know that. And I'll bet you know that song from scenes in movies, too. And I may not have to remind you which. One of your favorite actresses, Uma Thurman, dancing to that particular song.
Yeah, but if it's in that movie, which I don't watch very often, because a couple of people in that movie really drive me crazy.
Yes, I know. That's why I didn't mention anything more than Ms. Uma. But yet you mentioned Laura Cantrell to get us back to the music and away from film. And she has a wonderful voice, and I'm glad, as usual, on Ivory Towers Radio, there's a little bit of discovery and a little bit of learning every week.
And the thing about that set right there is, once again, we haven't picked on regular radio, I don't know what, 20 minutes or something, or at least since last time. But here are three women with absolutely tremendous voices that will not be played on the radio, and I have absolutely no idea why.
I don't have an answer why either, but I know that there's a fourth woman waiting in the wings. Is it time?
It's time.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Girls from there to Austin,
Roseanne Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box here on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, Roseanne covering her father Johnny Cash's big hit. That's from a underappreciated Roseanne Cash record called King's Record Shop from 1987. And in fact, Rick, almost all of Roseanne Cash's records are underappreciated, as anybody who listens to us with any sort of regularity knows. 7 Year Ache is one of the great country records of all time, and the fact that it doesn't sound very country is almost irrelevant. But King's Record Shop's pretty darn good, too.
I think that that is actually one of the reasons why the last four women that we've heard from on this show don't get played as much as they could, because they fall into that, well, it's not an uncomfortable niche for you and I, but seemingly for radio programmers, there's this uncomfortable niche between rock music and country music, and Roseanne Cash, Emmylou Harris, Laura Cantrell, Nico Case, I think fall into that spot. And so that's why there's no radio format that seems to answer to them. And unfortunately, that means a lot of folks are missing a lot of good music.
But also, fortunately, there is one radio format that appreciates that sort of music, and that would be us here at Ivory Towers Radio.
That's right, where it's all about the music. The Underground Podcast delivers for you, and we have more wonderful music from wonderful female voices on the other side of the public service announcement. Stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
I love. you hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby. There is your song from me. Thank you.
Set of relatively moody new music there on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We started off with Cat Power, Sean Marshall, by her musical moniker, doing Joni Mitchell, Blue, from her latest Jukebox. And Jeff, I played that in particular because earlier this year we had played a single, new single from Cat Power, and thought that that would end up on the Jukebox release, and it did not. So there is our nod to Jukebox, which is doing fairly well for Sean Marshall. In the middle, we heard from the Cowboy Junkies, It Doesn't Really Matter Anymore, although if you listen to that song, it seems like it matters a whole lot. And finally, ending it up, Mudcrutch, Scare Easy, absolutely brand new music this week. And you might be saying to yourself, hold it, that sounded like Tom Petty. And maybe the Heartbreakers.
As a matter of fact, Marlo was saying that to me while we were playing a song. He was saying, well, he was barking it anyway.
Well, he must have recognized that that indeed is Tom Petty. And Mudcrutch is the name of the Heartbreakers before they were the Heartbreakers. And Some of the members of the Heartbreakers were in Mudcrutch and some of them weren't. And so what Petty did was he got some of his pals from Gainesville, Florida, back together again, put this together, this new release that's out with music from their original, which precedes the Heartbreakers. So we're going way back now into the Wayback Machine in the 1970s, and put some new music together with this more or less hybrid band, and there you have it. Scare Easy, which is the single. We don't often play the singles, but my prediction is you're going to hear a lot of that song because it's very radio-friendly, and Tom Petty played the Super Bowl this year. He's one of the biggest names in music these days, and so he can do something like this, bring back the old band. It's almost as if Paul McCartney got on the phone, on the cell phone, and called up Pete Best and said, hey, what if we cut a new album? Well, there you go.
I hope not. I mean, I'd like to see John and George back, but I don't know that I want to play it with Pete Best.
Yeah, well, that is the analogy here, because some of the band members who didn't get big with the Heartbreakers are part of this group Mudcrutch, so there's the background on them.
Rick, if anyone likes that song, if they didn't like my joke, if they want to send Marlo an email, all they have to do is email us at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, @att.net.
Marlo has no email. I just want you to know.
And he's very angry about that.
Well, we'll have some angry music from Marlo coming up after this.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Thank you.
Talking Heads, Psycho Killer, here on Ivory Towers Radio on Jeff's New Way, because it is all about the music. And, of course, one of the great New Wave records of all time, Talking Heads 77 from 1977. And, Rick, we periodically discussed here about whether the Talking Heads were actually a punk or a New Wave band. And I think if you listen to this song, it almost doesn't matter what the song sounds like, although it sounds vaguely New Wave-ish, so much as the Head's attitude. And their attitude is, the rest of the world is screwed, and we're going to point that out to you.
And so on this song, they would be a punk band with New Wave sensibility?
Yes, exactly right. As opposed to some of the other songs in which they would be an art rock band playing at the same bar as the Ramones and Blondie.
True enough, but no one really at the time categorized them as an art rock band, although you hear that now, sort of revisionist history as far as that goes.
Well, and it's because they were so different, and they were so nerdy looking. And the history lesson, the musicology lesson for the young people, one of the things about punk and new wave is that the bands were allowed to look nerdy, and they were allowed to look like you or me, though not to call you nerdy because you've always been much better looking than me. The point being is that before punk and new wave, there had been a conscious effort to cultivate only really good-looking people in bands. And the idea that somebody could look like David Byrne looks, a record company would have laughed and said, no, David Byrne can't front a band. He looks like he, you know, should be in a computer lab someplace. And let me also say a word here, if I could, about the bass player for the Heads, the incomparable Tina Weymouth.
She is wonderful.
That was, and I'm not a big, huge bass fan, but that was pretty impressive.
Very impressive, and I remember an interview that I saw with her where she discussed the idea of nerds playing rock and roll and said that that was one of the things that made them interesting and not just nerdy but also nervy on stage was the idea that they were trying something very different and they weren't sure they were going to get away with it, and they were pleased that people in New York at CBGB's and elsewhere really got what they were trying to do.
And if it makes her feel any better, and if it makes David Byrne feel any better, and hopefully they're speaking to each other again, because as with so many of these things, there was a big legal dust-up a few years back between David Byrne and the rest of the band. If it makes him feel any better, I was jumping and bouncing out of my chair while that song played. It hasn't dated a bit in 31 years.
Well, that is a wonderful musicology lesson, probably one of the best musicology lessons that we've had on Jeff's New Wave. And so if you're interested in musicology beyond the Underground podcast, you can find it. You can find it on the Ivory Towers blog. Yes, we have a companion blog where Jeff has written a wonderful series about New Wave and punk and the origins. And you can go back and find that in our back archives. But we don't just write about music, unlike the Underground podcast. We also write about media, politics, culture, even sports. And you can find us at http://ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Talk through.
AFI. The music of AFI on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. We also heard in that set the pride of Washington, D.C., Ted Leo, and the Pharmacists with Who Do You Love? And in the middle, Helicopters, that Swedish punk band with the same lame story. The same lame story, unfortunately, for Helicopters is they are currently on their breakup tour. They announced that they would do one last tour. And the same lame story is their single that was released sometime in the fall of 2007. They promise a new album coming out sometime this year, Jeff. But the new album hasn't appeared. And as we know, with bands breaking up, it's not exactly easy to put a new album together. So, who knows? That could be the last thing we hear from Helicopters.
Well, Rick, it won't be the last thing we hear from Helicopters on Ivory Towers Radio, of course.
No, but it could be the last new thing that the band puts out. We'll have to see. And if they get around to putting out that album, we'll update folks, of course, because one of the things that Ivory Towers Radio is now famous for is tripping across the burgeoning Scandinavian rock scene, and we tend to play quite a bit of Scandinavian rock and roll in this particular show, not by any particular design, but apparently some a lot of interesting music coming out of Scandinavia these days.
And can I just give a big Ivory Towers hullabaloo shakeout shindig to Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, which is, of course, my new favorite band that no one knows about except Ted, us, his fans, the eight of them, and his mother.
Well, I think there are actually more than eight fans because Ted is from this part of the world, and when he plays the 930 Club or the Black Cat in town, there are more than eight people that show up. And as I know you were joking, but as I said, he is the pride of Washington, D.C., and we take pride in the fact that he's here. But I will say it took both of us far too long to discover Ted Leo.
I know we're almost at the end, but I hope we still have time, Rick, for my favorite part of the show.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
the music of Gojira in the Metal Shop this week. The heaviest matter in the universe. That is the name of that song, Jeff. When I saw the name of that song, I said, that song has to get into the Metal Shop. And just a little bit of background on Gojira. I think that Gojira is the very first French metal band to ever be played in the Metal Shop.
I think it'd be the first French metal band to be played anywhere at any time outside of France or Canada.
I have never tripped across a French metal band before, and so when I tripped across these guys, I said, they're going in the shop. And I was glad that there was more than enough stuff to choose from. That's the heaviest matter in the universe is a cut from their 2006 release, From Mars to Sirius. And as you can tell, with those titles, those guys, those Frenchmen, are a very serious metal band.
And the title is how much more classic for the cut? How much more classic could a metal title be?
That cut just screamed, "Play me," and so we played it, and they screamed.
I believe I may use the term heaviosity for Gojira.
I think they achieve it on multiple levels. I have to tell you, my friend, this show went far too fast this week. It must be a good one if it felt that way on this end.
It felt like a good one too. Some more great Ivory Towers music that you'll only hear where it is Ivory Towers, all about the music. And Rick, can I leave a little tease for next time?
Please.
This may be one of our ultimate musicology rock and roll shows of that we've ever done, and since we've done 63 of them, that's saying something. But I just want anybody listening to think Elvis Presley.
Indeed, the king was coming next week. But until then, thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.